Hola, this is Judy Schachner, and I'm going to read my book, Skippy John Jones, Snow White. Skippy John Jones loved to play in the snow with his sisters, Jezebel, Jujubee, and Jillyboo. And this melted his mama's heart faster than a bowlful of butter on a hot beach. "Come on in, meeting kittens," called out Mama Junebug Jones. "Time for some hot catnip cocoa."
"With mouse mellows?
Begged the girls.
"And ice cubes?" asked Skippy.
"Don't need ice cubes, Mr. Pillow," said Mama, "but we need to pick out a book."
"Snow White,"
gushed the girls.
"It's our favorite fuzzy tail."
"Fuzzy tail, schmuzzy tail,"
declared the kitty boy.
"I don't like that story,"
he said, making a disagreeable face. Then he stomped off to his room, carrying a tray of ice cubes. "Listen here, Grumpy Gums," said Mama, following close behind. "Your sisters have listened to your favorite books without even once giving me one of those looks. So come have your cocoa and do what is right. And who knows, Snugglebug, you might love the tale of Snow White." "Nuh-uh," said Skippy. "I don't think so." "Suit yourself, Tater Tot," said Mama Junebug, "but you don't know what you're missing." Oh, Skippy knew what he was missing, all right. And that was bouncing on his big boy bed.
"Oh, I'm Skippy John Jones, and I know what I'm missing. A fuzzy white cat, a prince, and some kissing." "Yuck," said Skippy, wiping his mouth with the back of his paw.
Then he popped over to his mirror, and using his very best Spanish accent, he said,
"Mirror, mirror, on the wall, who is the handsomest chihuahua of all?"
"Why, it is you, Señor Skip," replied the chihuahua in the espejo.
"And the bravest,"
declared the kitty boy, as he prepared for a long journey into his closet. Then, as always, he began to sing in a muy, muy soft voice.
"Oh, my name is Skipito Frisquito, and I know an old fuzzy tailito. It's got plenty of fights, but no one wears tights, and that's the best part, mis amigos."
Back on the couch, Junebug had begun reading to the girls. "Once upon a pillow sat a beautiful cat princess. Her fur was as white as snow. Her eyes were as black as coal. And her whiskers were as full as my tummy," added Jujubee, burping.
"That was a good story,
said the sisters, running off to play. But this wasn't the end of the story for Skippy John Jones. It was just the beginning as he stepped into his closet and into a deep, dark forest. He hadn't even gone four paws before his tail puffed out.
"Don't be such a scaredy cat," chided a fox from behind a tree.
"I'm not a scaredy cat," hissed the gatito. "I am Skippito Frisquito, the great sword fighter."
"Of course you are," snickered the fox. "And I'm a chihuahua."
Skippito gave him a look that would freeze a fuego. Then he took off toward a light in the distance. Over the river and through the woods, seven small amigos opened the door to their cozy little cottage and sniffed.
"Something is not right, dudes," said the first. "Some dog has been chewing my zapato," said the second. "And licking my leche," said the third. "And sitting in my silla," said the fourth. "And tossing my pelota," said the fifth. "And gnawing on my hueso," added the sixth. "And sleeping in my cama," declared the seventh.
"Not in your bed,"
exclaimed all the doggies.
That stinks, dude.
Stinky or not, there was indeed someone sleeping in the bed. But it wasn't a dog. It was
Skippito,
hooted the Puchitos, piling on top of their amigo.
"Los chimichangos," exclaimed the gatito. "What are you doing here?"
"We have come to free Nieveque,"
explained Poquito Tito, the smallest of the small ones.
"Snow who?" asked the gatito.
"Not Snow who, dude," replied Tomatillo.
"Snow what?"
Talk of Nieveque whipped the puppies into a frenzy of froth, chanting,
"Snow White, Snow White, Snowito has been cursed by a wicked witchito.
She sleeps in the cube till she's kissed by a dude. So pucker up, Pooch and Smoochito.
I'm not kissing snowbody, declared Skippy Doe.
Not tonight,
said all the puppies.
But mañana, muchacho.
After a tail wagon and a whisker washing, every pup fell fast asleep dreaming of Snow White. Every pup except Skippito.
Her fur is as white as the snow.
Snore, snore.
Her eyes are as black as the coal.
Snore some more.
Her nose is as pink as the peony. She is such a beautiful lady.
Drool. At the first bark of dawn, the Ocho Puchos were up and out in search of the frozen princesa.
But why is she frozen?
Asked Skippito.
Because, woofed Don Diego, she is hot.
Si, added Poquito Tito, and the wicked bruja is not.
Hot or not, the tiny troop would trudge through thicket and thorn for Nieve Cay, and nothing was going to stop them. Not even a sleeping dragon. But it stopped Skippito. He fainted.
He's out cold, dudes,
whispered Tio Leo.
Bueno,
barked Pertito. Then all the puppies prepared their amigo for the grande rescue. First they dressed him. Then they blessed him.
Salchichas, salchichas, sausages and peaches. Rumble tummy in the dragon's den. One little dog with the strength of 10. Salchichas, salchichas, sausages and peaches.
One more time.
Salchichas, salchichas, sausages and peaches. Rumble tummy in the dragon's den. One little dog with the strength of 10. Salchichas, salchichas, sausages and peaches.
As Skippito woke up, he not only smelled the sausage, he looked like one too.
That's right. They're tights, scolded Poquito Tito. And any prince who has ever rescued a princesa has had to wear them.
But who's doing that?
Asked Skippito, scratching his head.
Dude!
Howled the doggies in disbelief.
You are!
Suddenly, a potent puff of panic poofed out Skippito's tail and popped his pantalones.
Stand back, warned Bertito.
Then quicker than you can say snail, scales, and humpback whales, Skippito rocketed up over the waking dragon. Roared the dragon with a shot of flame. The Puchitos loaded their slingshots with salchichas and aimed straight for the dragon's fiery boca.
While we distract, it's time to act,
shouted his amigos from below.
Do your part and melt her heart,
barked Tomatillo, covering his corazon with his paws.
When put to the test, your besos are best,
woofed Don Diego as he took aim. And quicker than you can say, a beso con queso, Skippito landed right next to the Cubito de Hielo and the frozen princesa. She was a beauty, all right, but the Puchito was in no mood for a smoochito. So at the top of his itty-bitty lungs, he shouted,
Snow White, wake up!
Nieve Cay heard nada. Nothing, but it scared the living fire right out of El Dragón, and away he flew. Now nada stood in the way of saving the princesa, except ice and a pair of fuzzy lips.
Dude, just kiss the cube,
begged Poquito Tito again, and so he did. Back in their room, Jujubee, Jezebel, and Jillyboo were busy playing their own version of Snow White when they saw their brother walk by with an ice cube stuck to his nose.
He's been licking ice cubes again,
said Jujubee, shaking her head.
Yep,
said Jillyboo.
He likes ice.
Uh-huh,
added Jezebel.
Ice is nice.
Mama Junebug Jones was doing a crossword puzzle at the table when her kitty boy crawled onto her lap and buried his face in her soft, warm neck.
Whoa, said Mama. Some little squeegee has a cold, wet nose.
Snow what?
Asked Skippy.
What? Said Mama.
I love you.
Snow what, Thumpkin?
Asked Mama.
What?
Said Skippy.
You just melted your mama's heart.
At bedtime, the Jones girls overheard their brother bouncing on his big boy bed, saying,
Oh, I'm Skippy John Jones, the bravest of knights, but when I save a princess, I will not wear tights.
What princess?
Asked Jujubee, running into his room.
Snow what?
Replied the kitty boy, bouncing higher.
Snow who?
Inquired Jillyboo.
He meant Snow White,
reasoned Jezebel.
Snow, I didn't, declared Skippy. I said
good night, called Mama from down the hall. Skippy said good night.